Good morning, honorable members and ladies and gentlemen. We have had to start, and today we cannot go beyond 12 hours. So we don't have the time on our hands to start. Those are the apologies of God. And then the agenda before us is a finalization of the 2013 budgetary review and recommendations report. B, adoption of minutes of previous meetings. I think there are two or three. So without much ado, let us go to the CRR. That is the draft, consider the draft committee report that is before us for consideration and possible adoption. Any proposal? Better that we accept if people have specific interventions, but if not so, then of course we go page by page. But let us be mindful that it is up to 12 o'clock today, and we are dealing with about 33 pages. I think that one is a breach.
Delays or cancellation during the financial year that may affect expenditure up to the year. Transferring of funds. My understanding, according to what the DG was explaining to us, was that these monies are given in advance as part of a treasury condonation. They condone it practically. So, what I was going to do, rather than transferring funds to projects, say advance payments to projects implemented before reaching, you know, so rather than just a transfer, that could mean that you still get it and you have to then manage it. This is actually advance payments that have been made to project implements before reaching some project problems. It's also one of the challenges in controlling expenditures on the project. As the standard public work program and Treasury condone this practice, the custom last year just condoning it. And we do deal with it like that. But that was just a proposal. I mean, a lot means the same as condoning it. When you condone something, you actually say, we're not objecting to the last thing. That's really something the Treasury needs to do. I will put an addition on the page 20, which relates to the service delivery performance findings. Do you remember when we went to Karen? There was a problem with, or was it no, it was a plaque with a sandstone lady brand. There was no LED or something offered there. So the economic activity for SMEs was not being taken up by local government. So that's the service delivery item which I think should be included under small, medium and micro enterprises, indicating that municipalities where we talk about should be working towards strengthening competitiveness and promotion and tourism operations. And to facilitate this, LED direction should be established to facilitate local economic development where applicable. If they don't have that directive, I'd be like, what, So that is a very important thing, because the municipality drives small business initiatives and economic development through LED departments or directors. So I'd just like to just add a little thing there, just to say, you know, I mean, I agree with that whole statement there, but just also where applicable, LED offices must be established in municipalities. It's an essential component to any SME development or even economic development of any source. Because if that was there, I'm sure those fly catching, those fly makers would have had a lot to say. Okay, so that was the one. And then under local government, there was another shortfall there, that many of the local governments have not yet set up tourism departments there, in their structure, their organogram. And if you don't know that, there's no way to look, I mean, I don't say that every municipality has a tourism attraction, but again, where applicable, I think that there should be in every municipality a director of tourism. Because we have that, then we can work through a partner. I don't know whether you agree, but that's what I picked up as well.
I think that that is the way applicable.
Yeah, where applicable. Only a very few of these things, because I mean, I did collude with, you know, the big shot. He also, we sort of in agreement with the whole thing. But these are just little things that I picked up when I went back and reviewed my notes, the final document. But on 21, we have come to implementation of infrastructure development. And again, because of the repetitive nature of this report, we talk about the MOUs that need to be established, you know. But I think that if we're going to make sure that rural communities in particular have access to these areas of tourism concern, the roads and the rail and air links must be very clearly defined there. So where it comes under implementation of infrastructure development, I was going to say that just to end off that sentence, particularly road, rail and air, where we go. And that will take care of the airport or something, what are they called?
Yeah,
which cried out to us and said, look, no, because we can't get that road from Swaziland, which is the state that's been shortened, we are relying up, we've got to rely on it. Embrace that sort of thinking, you know, that we must try and enhance our infrastructure. reason. Here on page 22, which I think is the last one, by the way. Do you remember in the summit, the opening address by the minister, he showed us that slide of the South-South link. Now, we don't make mention of it in the thing, and it's such an important thing. It was linked to the fact that he also wanted to see some sort of a cleanup of the visa application into the Cape Town, the South-South link. And where we've got lack of direct access to international flights to Cape Town, which is about 1, 2, 3, 4 bullet points under that paragraph, starting not to stand. I wanted that other point just to put it in there. And was highlighted by many respondents as challenges for students, 213. And I just carried on the sentence, as was the development of the South to South corridor, which captures that a bit. I'm doing it under lack of direct air access, but that is where it should come in, because we're talking air there. Am I correct?
No, but we are talking about what is the industry there.
Okay.
So, but it should be a recommendation.
But
I agree.
I can leave it up here.
Just like this, and then for a
couple of hours. Okay.
Let me look at this way. Can't we look at other infrastructure to put this thing, help out this thing, or if you want to be on it, so, because it's important, I do agree. But either under infrastructure or bridge, or on its own, depending on the level of emphasis you want.
Under the tourist airlift, maybe. International airlift. But it's hitting there on page
29.
Yeah. I think that is where the...
As I said, Boulette is romantic affair.
And the development and encouragement of the South-South airlift, which will be a big boost.
Airlift, yeah.
That's where it should be, under tourist.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one question. I know it's not maybe the department itself, but how do we embrace and ensure that when these expanded public works programs, where most of the hiccups are, and we saw some successful models and we saw some bad models of that there is sustainability attached to the process of management. So you manage the thing. It's easy to deliver a development building. You go there, you put a work in, you disappear. But in the course of that, there's got to be skill transfer, and there has to be some sort of sustainability model which shows if you come back in 10 years' time, that seems right. So we saw that at that cost village, we saw that the game is working, that cap. And in other areas where beneficiaries and the tribal communities were just simply visited, are they running a business is a entrepreneurial sort of skill which you need to impart on someone. So I just thought that we should just actually mention that the major department has quite a way of sorting it out, you know, whether it means having to put a CETA or TETA or whatever you like to call it down there to follow up after they've delivered on the physical project infrastructure might be a way forward. And I don't know whether it is a recommendation that we should consider. Because, you know, when I was in the Eastern Cape just this last week, I went to Pity for a meeting there. And I drove past a cultural village. I wish I had a camera with me. You know. The thatch has all fallen off. Now that was built maybe 10 years ago before the department was even established. But see, those are the fears that I have, because that would have cost a couple of million. These things are much cheaper. So I don't know where to embrace it, but I thought maybe on page 25, where we're talking about the governance and operations, that the department must look at a way of ensuring that within the business plan that they have for implementation, there is some follow-up to ensure that those communities here in Australia will be able to generate income and sustain their cottage. They talk about capacity building. If you look at that fifth paragraph on the top 25 block, under the governance and operational issues, because it is an operational issue, maybe that we should get some assurance from the department that there is going to be a continuation of management of those projects to ensure sustainability, statements like that. And I think I would be very happy.
Okay. I understand what Honourable Faro is saying, but what if maybe we, on page 28,
yeah,
just edit under 8.2.3, so that it carries that weight, the Honourable Member is saying, we edit as one of the recommendations,
the Women's Program. Under Social Responsibility Program?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, we said it should be directed at job creation, skills development. Maybe just add it to the end of sustainability.
Mm.
Yeah, in fact I did that as a possibility to answer that, but you see, I don't know whether the department's got, the capacity to look at taking business forward. Unless they have this new department of theirs, where they're going to look at SME loans and that's where the skills transfer should take place. But I think if you put that sustainability down, I'm happy, Chef.
Okay.
And that's it. I don't have any other comment other than to thank and congratulate the all.
Yes, honourable members, this is the time for adoption, but we have received a request from the ANC that it wanted to revise all the PRR reports and it asked for an extension for about a week, but I don't know where the week can this is, they said that first that they have to look at all the reports under the research plan.
Yeah,
that's
we will come back to the beginning of course.
the comment is in the amendment. So I think with your teaching, Mama, Makas, that is the message, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, please, let us, I don't know what is in the report.
Yes, ma'am.
Or for a week.
For a week?
Yes,
ma'am.
From now. So if there is an amendment, they are going to submit an written amendment. That should be. And then we look at the government. Penetrative is going to happen to all committees.
In terms of that, in general, this report is to be submitted prior to the MPBS statement.
Yes, you see, but we raised that, and then they said that it's not the actual tabling, but it's going to, it is supposed to be a week before the discussion with the actual MEP. Which has worked out, we were working, I mean, we also, I mean, we were on time, everything we did. We were ready even last week. So, but when we argued, then the message was like, no, but please just give us a week. And then secondly, a lot of committees are not ready yet, because either late dealing, either dealing with legislation, and so forth. But thank you very much for that. But the tabling is going to be in a written form, so that we are clear what the amendments are. It's not going to be just a word of mouth. Please, Mama, can make sure that it is in the book.
Yes.
And then the title
change
is opportunity for parties to raise any issues.
Yeah, it applies to all other parties as well, if you feel that the opportunity is around the people. Particularly around the commendation, the policies and so forth.
But I want to add, this is the real truth of the report, of what we requested, not only as one side, but as all of us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would not have consensus yet.
Yeah, I think, let me thank you, man. Thank you each and every for using that. thank each and every member for the hard work. It really was hard that week. Looking line by line by line by line. And we were patient because we went up about 2 o'clock. And thank you very much for your support. It shows you that you are not leaders by fluke. You can get into the tragedy when you have to. Thank you very much. And thank you to each and every member as well for giving the extra week and then contributing to them. Then we head to the next farmer job.
So then, what purpose are the reports going to get since the appropriation date to what do you call it?
The thinking is coming tomorrow. But the actual meeting in place, yes. It's the 8th of November.
The
8th of November. Because that was the pain point we were making as well.
When I saw that and I thought, we are talking budget here, and we are saying we are speaking to the Minister of Finance among other things, to see what we are addressing. We are not the only one. All the other people come to committee are doing the same. Really, in terms of the program, shouldn't we be doing this VRR report anything to tell you? Are we still on time to influence the budget? Are we still on time to influence the real budget? Because we all know that the budget process has been going on for longer, a year or more.
Yes, in fact, that is what came under the debate on maybe in the AAP as well. And it was clear that it comes from the PFNA. So it is determined that the PFNA says 6 months from the end of the year, there should be annual report presented in this way to this person, from this person. this machine and so on. And then we can only act after that process is complete, after the reports are complete. But now, before we can wink, it is the MTF. So it's, those deadlines are very tight. But there is space for proposals. What do we propose? Yeah, because today we've got to propose.
The way I understand the process working from being involved, I think, for an hour, the medium term budget review is primarily there to look at any shortfall that might have arisen by unexpected expenditure or other reasons within the budget for the first 6 months of the year. And we are assessing on an annual report, which is retrospective in a sense. At the same time, we are asking that in this review, in the budget for 2014-15, that they take consideration for it. That's the only time this can happen. So what this is doing is just putting into the system now the process where they're going to start between September and the 1st of April next year, the new budget which will be presented by the Minister of Finance. So this is just adding and assisting the Minister in terms of taking what money is left in the fiscus and either fermenting it to other departments where there might be serious shortfalls as a result of a disaster, or as a result of this, or as a result of that. And then reflecting a program which will take this budget forward into the actual handling of the new 2014 budget. That's how I understand the process. So when this thing is tabled, be it now, or they're still working progress. We only, what are we, halfway into the financial year. And that is where the mechanisms we put in place, where there's serious shortfalls starting, deficits starting to come in some countries, where the ministers are going to have to take savings from the side and put in their pieces. The process of government. That takes place on the 8th of November. So by then, we will be in a position, I'm sure, to have had this in the table. But so it's not the timing of it. It's not going to influence the minister when he thinks tomorrow. I just wanted to see when the vision of the new, I think it's the 8th. That is where we will look at any vermin.
Okay.
It should be within that on the 7th.
Yeah, but I think that one we've got to look into the future. I know that there is a document that a task team led by member Tony DeLange on this process, how to optimize the impact of it. But I do not know when it will be complete, because you've got to look into the whole year. What happens is that we introduced the PFNA, and then we did not interfere with what is happening during the year. Should this thing happen? When should this thing happen? Should it happen in June? And then if it happens, how do you have the annual report in time? It's all these things that have got to be looked into at the same time and then come up with a proposal. It's not an easy proposal, but there has got to be something coming up. Do you change the PFNA? If you change the PFNA, would auditors have enough time in departments to audit? So it is those things. It's a lot of complications that are there in making that proposal. You've got to be understanding a number of areas, both in parliament, processes in both in parliament and the government, before you can come up with a proposal that perhaps can work. But sitting from parliament, you may come with a proposal that is not workable at cabinet level. Sitting from cabinet, you may come with a proposal that is not workable in parliament. So it's those things. Then let us get to item one. Yes, ma'am.
You have sent up the comments, but I would also like to add for the work that they have done. I think we should really appreciate the fact that they've been able to put it together.
No, thank you, Mama Jomi, for doing that. And then everyone, I think, support you there. It was a wonderful work, and every page of the document is where we had work that you put into the program. Thank you, Mom. And thank you to the Secretariat. You did a wonderful job from all of us. Thanks. Then let us go to the next section, that is adoption of minimum. Let us look at the minutes of the 10th of September. Page 1. Attendance. Page 2. Apology. Page 3. Page 4. Are the figures exact? Let us make sure of the figures. No, sometimes you write 6.7, one thing you write 7.9. Okay. Page 5. Page 7.
Thank you.
Anyone had whether people were arrested, those people were arrested. Because even after that, those were children and it was the two women. And we don't know whether it was minor crimes are being done by people in that society. Taking valuables from people and they are taking them, and then in the second instance it's not even worse. Let me look at 241. I'm in total agreement about 241. Or short left is a are we having the same understanding? That is the point here. Yeah.
Merge, not change.
Combined with next. So what where do we go for merge? Yeah?
Yes.
And this young man in a purple suit, which is short, he's becoming common on TV. I don't know where they are going to. They adjusted their budget to that because that time, prime viewing time is very expensive, very expensive. So, the minutes, do we pass the minutes? Adopt with amendment. So, the minutes were adopted with amendment. Nongjong, do you want to say something? Okay. So, Move Faro and Emam from Klein. Okay. Now, I think it's over. Thank you very much.
Okay.